It's now time for our Donovan West locker room chat here this week on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tamman, we got the Mustangs football coach John Paolino joining us, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, a loss to a Blue Valley Randolph team last week. Rams have certainly some talented players on offense, can put up some points, and were able to do so a week ago. Just kind of take us through that game last week, and what'd you see?
So two early goal line possessions for us. We failed to punch it in. So kind of dictated the rest of the game there. Two very early. We had a great early interception, great early drive, took us down to the 1 yard line, and we failed to punch it in. The momentum swing, and then we got the momentum back again and got down to the 1 yard line in the second quarter and ended up with the same result. So it was kind of heartbreaking for the boys, but you know, they did as usual. They fought the whole game. They stayed above Blue Valley's 4 personal foul calls for unnecessary roughness. We didn't get into that mess. So we just stayed true to the game and stayed true to ourselves and kept fighting. Outside of the goal line drives, I mean, saw some good things. We are getting a little better. So just small things, just keep building.
Well, what have you learned about your squad, you know, as we head into the final week of the regular season, you know, coming in, new coaching staff, a lot of new players really seeing their first taste at the varsity level. What's been the progression and growth like, you know, in a season that has had some hard times and you've played a very difficult schedule? This 8-man rank is really, really good, has been for the last few years. But just what have you learned about these new kids that have stepped in and are just trying to build that program up?
They've got a lot of heart. They've got the mentality. They've got the mentality to do what it takes. Now we just got to get the size and the speed and the age to go with it and the experience to go with it. The goal coming into the season was to build a foundation of a culture that we can sustain for the next, you know, however many years we're here, for me or the next guy or whatever the case is. And we kind of established that culture of wanting to be there, dedicating our time, dedicating ourselves, and just changing the all-around culture so that, you know, these kids have been, you know, we're young, we're super young, and it's not an excuse. It just is what it is. But they have laid the foundation for their class next year and the following classes to just have the mentality and build the culture and do the off-season work and do the in-season work. You know, they've kind of laid that foundation and they stay mentally tough. No matter what the game is, no matter where we go, they're ready and you know, we might be crazy, but we wake up every Saturday morning believing we can win next Friday. So, yeah, we have the same mentality this week as we've had the last, 7-8 weeks. It's just, you know, we've got a chance any given Friday, to steal that quote from any given Sunday there, any given Friday. And we still believe, and these kids are mentally tough, and they have the intestinal fortitude to grow into hopefully be successful in the next few years.
Always love and appreciate a good movie reference and quote, no doubt there. But obviously a tough matchup this week with top rank Axtell. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Donovan West football coach, that is John Paolino, presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coming off the loss to Blue Valley last week, we'll close out the regular season on the road at top ranked Axtell. Right now, coach, the Eagles have the longest active winning streak in the state, 33 games, 2-time defending champs. There's just so much about them that's just so good. And what do you see? What stands out? And obviously a lot of challenges with the top-ranked team this week.
Oh, yeah. them boys are fast and well-coached. They don't blow very many assignments. They do what they're supposed to do. And then if any coach wants to see the definition of filling a gap, go watch some Axtell film. Then boys will find a gap and fill it faster than the frames will allow you to see. They're a good team, so we just got to stay slow the game down. That's our game plan, is to slow the game down, run the rock, kind of keep the ball out of their hands as much as possible. They're well disciplined, and it just kind of is what it is. And boy, they're great. They're well coached. They have the mentality. I can go on and on about how good they are. We're just going to stick to the fundamentals and pound the rock and see what happens.
Yeah, do you feel like that is the recipe to knock off a team like that? If you have success in the run game and just do everything you can to just keep the ball out of their hands. I mean, it sounds pretty simple. It's going to be a lot harder than to just say it, but is that the true recipe to knock off this team?
I believe so, because when they get the rock, they score. I don't think I've watched a game where they don't score on offensive possession yet. And that's going back to last year's film, too. I haven't seen a game where they don't score on an offensive possession. I don't even know what their punt formation looks like. I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit there. But, yeah, I think that's the recipe. But, like you said, it's easier said than done. There's no because their defense is just as stout as their offense. They fill gaps. They maintain their responsibility. They do their job.
From a sense of just kind of keys and expectations, what do you want to see and just kind of the expectation for your team in this final game of the regular season?
Make a stop. That's it. Make a stop. Stay disciplined. Stay in our lanes. Keep outside contained. And that option game they have going, just try to contain it as best as possible. There's not a real definite answer. I wish I had a definite answer. I bet every other coach in the TVO wish they had a definite answer too. But I just think our goal and our plans, our team's mentality going into it is to stay disciplined and control what we can control and just keep going.
There it is. Donovan West football coach John Paolino, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. D West, they're going to close out the regular season at top ranked Axtell on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys as always.